Just weeks after BP accepted blame for the Deepwater Horizon oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, the federal government is announcing more punishment for the company. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, the Environmental Protection Agency is suspending BP from future government contracts.
Less than 2 weeks ago, BP agreed to pay $4.5 billion and plead guilty to 11 criminal charges. The company still needs to settle the Clean Water Act violations from the spill, and that could total more than $20 billion. So today's news was just one more blow. The EPA is suspending future contracts between the company and the federal government. Ed Herz is a professor of energy economics at the University of Houston. He says the contracts between the government and company can be wide-ranging.
The arrangements that BP would have would be entering into new leaseholds with the federal government. So this would suspend BP from leasing new tracts to explore. It could extend to BP entering into contracts to supply the federal government with fuel or to provide services.
Services like transportation, refining, and consulting. But Herz says this is by no means a severe punishment.
I think this is just a window dressing action on the part of the EPA. It's really not going to have any business effect on BP in the long run.
Because, Herz says, the government will continue to honor existing contracts. And the federal government has an interest in keeping BP profitable because it wants to collect the billions of dollars in fines from the company. Still, U.S. Senator Mark Begich expressed concern that the administration is singling out the oil industry.
I think if that's the new issue of when we have criminal issues against companies, then there's a lot of companies we should be looking at. Now, if you look at the defense end, we've had companies over there running the problems, but they're not barred from business.
Neither the EPA nor BP would comment for this story. Both issued statements. The EPA blasted the company for a lack of business integrity. It says suspensions typically last up to 18 months, but can continue as long as there are ongoing legal proceedings. The announcement has not affected the value of the company yet. BP stock finished up 0.3% today. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.